Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, what's up, fans and listeners? We are back with another episode of Ignorant and Uninformed. I'm your host, Benji Pickens, and I'm here as always with Max Arack.
Boosh!
And Ben Hollywood Whitmore.
Boosh, 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 boosh!
This is a show where we like to take your topics and turn them into our show, and we're actually blessed in the studio today to have a member of Max's only own family tree in here, Gary Sarak.
Thank you.
The producer of Max Sarak. Quite honestly, yeah.
That is factual.
That is an absolute fact.
Yeah.
Gary, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
Welcome always a pleasure to have you. Consensual Studios, Dad.
Excellent.
Bet you never thought you would say that. Welcome to Consensual
nice
Studios, Dad.
40 degrees in here today.
It is a nice brisk one in here today. Sylvester Stallone would be proud.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Who does?
Right, Max, you want to tell them what's up, man? Tell them how they get free stuff from our show.
Free stuff from the show. You get that by submitting topics. Questions make the best topics. They go into our awesome bowl of topicness, and then they get jostled around and
that one resonated nicely.
Picked. It was good. You're getting better.
Thank you.
They get picked out at the beginning of the show, and then we talk about them for 30 minutes. There are a number of ways you all can grace us with your topics. You can email us topics@ignorantanduninformed.com. You can visit the website and click the topics button. You can hit us up on Facebook and just message us. You can twank us on Twitter. And if you are cool enough, you can just come to my house and write it down on a piece of paper and put it in there yourself.
Yep. And if Max isn't home, and I'll be honest, the back slide of your door is mostly unlocked, so just come on in, make yourself a home.
He's usually got
the upper cabinets for guests. You'll know which one I'm talking about. It's got tons of snacks in it. That's
yep.
the way to go.
Yeah, that's good. So we need a topic. Benji, you're going to draw
No,
a topic
I was just shuffling it up for Gary.
Oh, shuffling it up. Gary's going to grab us a topic.
No.
Could be.
Okay.
Probably will be. 90% of the time, it works every
60%
time.
60% of the time.
Yes.
All right. Cats evil? Mike Reed?
From our good buddy Mike.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Cats evil. I'm actually kind of okay with this topic in that it's not horribly inappropriate for me to discuss with my father sitting next to me.
Sure.
Yeah. No,
sure.
No, it's actually a really good question, man. I enjoy talking the,
obviously,
the dog versus cat
talk.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I was like, Mike sitting in the dog, sitting fairly well secured in the dog camp.
No, he actually has two cats that Lauren, this is how much Lauren loves Mike. She brought him two kittens.
Oh, is this Mike?
Yeah.
Lauren's Mike?
Ranger Mike.
Oh, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
I had no idea your last name was Reed.
I had no idea he had cats.
I had no idea your last name. Mike.
Mikey.
If you had said Mikey, I might have gotten it.
Yeah, so his girlfriend brought him two kittens and was just like, here you go. Kittens.
Oh, what a present.
Wow. Keeps on giving.
That was probably his reaction. Oh, what a present.
Oh,
that is
thanks.
A present.
Did you want me to take these to the shelter? Or
like, so should I shoot them here or just drown them in the lake?
Are these for tying together and throwing them over a light pole or what?
Like shoes in the hood.
Shoes in the hood. That's rich people. That's rich people shoes. We use kittens.
So bad.
All right. So, Max, man, you actually have no pets.
No.
If you were to get a pet, would you go cat or dog?
Tough to say, man. My first animal friend was definitely a cat.
Really?
My father can attest. There was a little mangy cat that used to live across the street named Allie that, like, she and I were like this, man. That cat would follow me around everywhere, just playing outside.
Nice.
So I think at the onset, I was definitely a cat person before a dog person. Yeah. But honestly, I don't want either.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Not an animal.
That's
person.
Too much responsibility. So let's,
actually, you know. Speaking of, like, when I was a youngster, man, I'd grab anything that fucking moved and stick it in my pockets, my bag, whatever. And a cat actually died in my book bag because I couldn't let it into my house. So I kept it in my book bag outside so it didn't run away. I put food in there. No water. But it was sickly anyway. My mom was really disgusted. Like, why would you put a sick cat in your... Whatever. Anyway, it died.
That's really sad.
But I'm a dog person, for sure. Through and through, dog person.
Yeah.
Gary.
I have had some cat experience, personally. One moment of total weakness, I went to a friend of mine's farm and got my wife a kitten and gave it to her as a present.
Nice.
And it turned out to be the cat from hell. Cat hated me. It was incredibly how fast this cat didn't like me, considering I rescued it from the barn. But it was, for some reason, it just wasn't appreciative. We called the cat Tush, and the reason we called it Tush, it had the biggest ass I've ever seen on a cat.
You got to know how to move it.
It was definitely moving its ass, but it was a big cat, at least on the rear end. But we had this cat, and at night this cat would attack me at bed. I mean, I'd be sleeping, and the cat would just jump on me. Never jumped on Linda. It would always jump on me. Or it would hide behind a door when I'd walked in, down the hall to go to the bathroom. It would attack me. I mean, this cat and I just had a really interesting hate. There was no love hate. It was purely hate.
Hate relationship.
Yeah, it was kind of. So I've never been much of a cat person.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Cats are interesting. They will... They're very super, they can be passive-aggressive and just, you know, aggressive-aggressive. But I had this girl that lived with me with these cats, and I hated them, absolutely hated them. And then she moved in with another guy. Well, the cat liked me, because, you know, I mean, I'm still nice to animals. The cat did really dig me. And then I was always playing with it with those little, you know, like little tiny fishing rod bullshit, the cat toys, you know.
Yeah, with little...
So she takes it over to this guy's house after we break up and move out and all that stuff. And this cat kept shitting in his shoes. In his shoes. Just to prove that That's he didn't gross. Like him or whatever, you know what I mean? And I thought it was hilarious, obviously, but
wow.
Ben, you seem like a cat person to me, but you have dogs.
I seem like a cat person to
you? I mean that more insulting than in my sense.
I meant that more as an insult than anything. I just said that because I thought that would be more insulting to you than,
right.
Yeah.
Than just asking you.
No, I'm definitely more of a dog person. I've always grown up with dogs. I'm actually kind of allergic to cats.
I am too.
I don't particularly like them. They're unpredictable and frightening. And I fear the unknown, as we all know.
Frightens you about cats.
They are so unpredictable. You're like, oh, the cat's like, I love you. Now I'm done.
Okay, kind of like the Robin Williams.
Are these your shoes?
I will
cats
say
are
that
just old gay queens is what we. Is what Robin
I don't
said.
Like cats. I absolutely can't stand cats, but I love kittens. I think kittens are some of the funniest animals to sit around and watch play.
Sure,
like they're really entertaining. If I go over to somebody else's house, like kittens are really cute. They're really adorable, and you can play with them and all that, and they're really sweet. But it's just I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's like a bar of gold that turns into a box of shit. In my opinion, is a good way for me to put it.
It's a very appropriate, if not confounding, metaphor.
Good friend of the show, Tim Ackerman, who's recently been in the studios, also has a couple cats, and he refers to them as furry supervillains.
Sure.
So, fair enough. I have seen some, I mean, I've, you know, Gary, the same thing. I mean, I've known a lot of people that have had cats. I've known a lot of people's cats. You know, friends that had cats that... would just come by and just attack the shit out of your back of your head or whatever and then run off.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very erratic and weird. And
they don't Mike need Reed, people. Who submitted this topic, used to live up here in Colorado and actually had a stray cat living in his house that he and his girlfriend had fed. Like, it got in through the garage. The garage door was broken. There was a little gap in it. It's wintertime in Colorado. It's cold. Feral cat sneaks into the garage. And so they're just laying around one night and they hear like a pitter-patter. They find this cat running through the kitchen. So Lauren, who's also been on the show a bunch of times, starts feeding it because she is...
Sure.
That's what she does.
Yeah.
And so they start to befriend this cat. And then suddenly, you know, they're coaxing it out, and it never lets them pet them. And then one day, they're sleeping, and it starts attacking Mike's feet. Okay? And so then it progresses to the point where it now starts attacking Mike's hands. So Mike actually spent an entire month of his life sleeping in oven mitts.
Lovely.
So the stray feral cat wouldn't attack him while he slept.
Wow.
Yeah. We actually, in Canton, in one of the homes we lived in, we had a porch. And one summer under the porch, we discovered that a cat had been living under our porch and it had kittens, and they were adorable. They're like 6 or 7 cats, and they were really, really cute, and they're out playing and having a great time, and Linda's watching them, and Linda says, "This is great, we'll feed them a little bit." And then one afternoon I come home from work and Linda says, uh-oh, we have a problem. I said, what's the problem? She says, go look out back. I look out back. And it had slaughtered, the mother had slaughtered some kind of rabbit. There was blood everywhere, guts and stuff.
Oh,
and
wow.
She says, you have to go clean that up. I said, why do I have to clean that up? And she says, because I'm not touching it. Meantime, she didn't like the cat anymore. The cuteness was all gone when, you know, the other side, like, feeding
right.
happened.
Yeah.
Sure. So that was my feral cat experience.
That's when you come home and be like, it's your cat, Linda.
Yeah. And now I'm saying, what the hell do you do? How do you get rid of a feral cat that you've been feeding that seems very happy living under your porch? Not
Stop
good.
Feeding it, I guess?
Well, we did that, but it seemed to
But they don't go
then
away.
It holds a grudge.
That's not an immediate
fix,
man. They'll stick around. I mean, they're determined, man. I mean, they're determined to eat. They will stick around and stick around and stick around.
It's like a bad
and cats
bad.
Are weird, too, because... like, hell, they'll leave their people's... you know, I know people that have had outdoor cats. And I'll go over there and be like, man, do you still have that cat? They'll be like, yeah, he's been gone for like 2 days. What's he doing? No, just hanging around the neighborhood, I guess. I don't know. What the hell? And then he just shows back up with all kinds of, you know, Vietnam scars on his face.
Yeah. In a wheelchair.
Yeah,
sure.
You know,
of course.
Carrying an American flag. You don't know, you weren't there. And all that stuff, you know.
Right.
I mean, I admire the independence of cats and the fact that they really are completely indifferent to whether or not you're there.
Yeah.
And I get why that's what makes dogs so wonderful and awesome, is that they're always happy to see you.
And vice versa. The, you know, dogs are constantly need attention where a cat doesn't, and you still have a pet. And I wish you could find a dog that had, like, a cat's mentality where you're like, all right, look, dude, I'm leaving for a week. I opened a bag of food. Have at it. I drank out of the toilets. I left some water dripping in the sink. You know, whatever people do with their cats.
Yeah.
But litter boxes are actually one of the main reasons I can't stand cats.
Hmm.
Just anything that you just let shit in the house and just leave it there is just an awful idea.
Sure. Yeah, it's...
They smell. It's they're gross. Disgusting. It's gross.
You know what smells? The worst smell in the world to me is cat piss. Like,
yeah, that real
like marks
smell,
your
yeah.
house. It marks your car in the garage
yeah.
or whatever.
I made an ex-girlfriend get rid of a cat because
like,
it started to like climb up on the shelf and like piss on clothes.
It's crazy hormones.
You know, my clothes
piss out. It's gross.
I don't know if I've ever smelled cat piss.
Cat spray. It's like it's disgusting.
Okay,
it's disgusting
pretty awful.
Ammonia. Like,
oh, I was at the zoo, right? And there was a lion, which
super
is
super overwhelming.
Big, you know, super cat. And that lion backed right up to the thing, and I got to see where that spray comes from. Because it's all glass. And it backed right up like it was, you know, like pressing his genitals up against the glass. Like, look
like
at
something
Morty.
You'd pay for it.
Yeah, right? Like something you'd pay for anywhere else. And it sprayed right there, and I, you know, sprayed the glass and everything. And I was like, oh, that's what it is. But that's a completely different, like, gland type thing. It's completely weird and gross, and it was just absolutely disgusting.
So then why does the internet love cats? Why do people
love
cat
photogenic.
Videos? Okay.
Because they're photogenic.
They're very curious.
And cat people are inherently, like, super cat people. Like, you rarely find somebody that's like, yeah, I have a cat, but I really don't care about cats. Like, it's usually some middle-aged woman that loves cats, you know, and they'll have eight of them. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, cat people are just a different breed. And you'll find different personality types go along with cat people and dog people and stuff like that.
I mean, I feel like dog owners love their dogs just as much as cat owners love their cats.
Well, easily, easily.
Right. I mean, not everyone can be Switzerland like you guys. Like, I don't like animals.
I don't like anything.
Like, wait, it sheds? Get it out of here.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, I don't know. I think cat people probably think dog people are weird. You know?
That's true.
But to me, cat people have always been a little bit odd. You know, people that are, like, super into their cats. Especially, like, single dudes.
Okay.
Fair. Crazy cat ladies.
Well, yeah, that's like a cultural
crazy cat man.
Stereotype, like the crazy old cat lady.
Yeah.
They're around, though. There was one, they just, actually in our neighborhood, or not in our neighborhood, but in our area, the police were there, and there was like six cats living in this house. It was not a real good house, but it's like no one had been in that house other than this lady and the cats, and she had died. And I guess it wasn't pretty. So you just...
Oh, man.
I mean, that stuff happens.
They'll start
eating
people.
Yeah,
they'll
start eating people. That, like, there's dead cats under couches and stuff I've seen, and, like, hoarders and stuff like that.
Well, there's that show Animal Hoarders.
Yeah.
Like, people who, like, collect animals.
What?
There's a... Yeah.
That's a thing?
Like, yeah. And there's this... There's one... Well, first of all...
Pretty weird.
There's one that, like, they kind of ease you into this whole, like, crazy...
Yeah.
Like, just house of crazy of all these people. And they're like, this woman has 26 cats. Like, and she's like, I just open up the bag and I put it in the garage and then I replace it next week because it's gone. But they must go outside to go to the bathroom because I don't smell anything. And it's like, and they have like dudes coming in with hazmat suits, you know, like the new guy's over in the corner, and he's like wrenching his mask off, puking his guts out, like, oh, and they're like, Jenkins, pull it together.
Oh my god.
He's like, I've never seen so many fucking so much cat shit. And then, like, and then they go, so that, you know, and they find, like, you know, 26 live cats and, like, 40 dead cats. Like, cat skeletons. It's like a cat mortuary outside.
Oh, they'll pick them up, man, and, like...
They pick them up with a shovel. They're, like, pancakes.
Yeah. Stiff. Yeah.
Squished under the weight of the other cats on the floor, like, and walked over.
It's awful.
Disgusting. Man. Then there was a man who collected rats, I kid you not, in the walls of his house... And they had to condemn the house because the rats had eaten all of the insides of the walls. Like, there were no studs holding up this house anymore. Like, it was a miracle the thing hadn't fallen apart and crushed him. But there were, like, literally thousands of rats in this man's
house. I don't think I would ever get that bad, but I have, like, you know,
but sometimes... And then he was upset when they were like, we have to get you out of this house. We have to get these rats gone. And he's like, no, I love
them. He's obviously unstable to begin with. So, yeah, of course, he was upset crazy when he had to leave rats.
Yeah, and... You know, tell one way to piss somebody
he
off.
He was the mayor of Whoville.
You have to leave their home.
Yeah, and he was the mayor of Whoville.
He's like literally the second story is going to fall on you at any minute.
It's like Cartman and the Sea Monkeys. Like that's what those rats. I mean, to him, he was the Pied Piper. Sea you know? People. But if I worked at a shelter, like an animal shelter, I feel like I'd have 10 dogs if I had the room. You know what I mean?
I would be like, no one's going to take this one. Save its life.
We made a big mistake once upon a time with a shelter. We had a friend of ours that I knew, and they were in the Great Danes. And his wife worked at this shelter.
Yeah.
And one afternoon, she called and said, hey, you guys should come over. There's this really cool dog there. And unfortunately, we were so naive and stupid, we went over there. And we came home with a Great Dane.
Awesome.
Which we refer to, his name is Dallas, because it looked like it played on a football team. Anyway, I never realized
that's where Dallas got his name.
That's where Dallas came from. Could have played line for the Dallas Cowboys. Anyway, this dog was fairly young. It was probably, 6 months old, and it was a Great Dane, so it was big. And what I didn't realize, big dogs leave big piles of stuff in your yard. Anyway, so we had the dog for a while, and we're trying to train it, and the dog... It was very difficult to deal with. It was very strong. And I remember distinctly one morning, the dog wanted to go outside. It was winter, snowy, and I'm in my PJs, and I got the leash, and I'm holding on, and I'm in the door, and the dog takes off. Dog sees something, takes off. Next thing I know, it's pulling me through the snow. And I swear to God, I'm dragging through the snow. And I finally said, you know what? I don't even like this dog, so I just let go. And the thing ran around, finally came home. But anyway, the dog was huge. And it would get up on its hind legs and put its front paws on my shoulders and look down at me, which is kind of intimidating.
Oh, yeah, that's intimidating.
And it ate a hell of a lot of food. And
it did. Was probably very... 6 cups of food a day or something like that.
Oh, it was ridiculous. Yeah.
Tell all the loyal listeners how...
How old were you, Max?
I wasn't around.
No, and pre-Max.
Why did pre-Max. You guys get rid of
Okay, here's why we got rid of the dog. The dog cost us $50.
It's a pretty good story.
Yeah, then so we a friend of ours at the time, name was David. We asked David if he'd stay at our house. We were going to Alabama on my grandfather's birthday, and I thought, that's cool. We'll let David stay there. He loves dogs. They'll do fine. So we have a wonderful weekend, and I'm driving back from the airport and said, boy, Linda, that was so much fun. We pull in the garage, and David comes out and meets us in the driveway and says, Gary, don't kill the dog. And I thought, okay, something's wrong. So that was his, not, hi, Gary, how are you? How was your weekend? Don't kill the dog. I said, David, what happened? He said, you have to come in the house to see. So we come in the house, and we had these recessed lights, and there's buckets under each light, and it's catching water. And what happened is the dog broke into the second bedroom, which we always kept closed, which had a very large waterbed in it, and it attacked the waterbed. When David happened to be down the street buying a newspaper. So David was gone for about an hour, he said. Could have been 2 hours. But anyway, he came back and there was water everywhere. The dog had completely destroyed this waterbed. We had, I don't know how many thousands of gallons. It was just unbelievable. Coming through the lights in the
through
kitchen.
Through the roof.
So I think that's why he told me not to kill it. And I wouldn't kill it because it would probably hurt me. But anyway, I did... decided at that moment that we probably weren't going to keep the dog. So my story was,
Dallas.
It was $50 to buy the dog, and $2,600 to fix the house, and then I gave the dog to some guy. Yeah. So God knows what happened to
him. You're an investment guy, man.
It was a bad investment.
He recognizes a bad investment.
Yeah,
it was a very bad investment. So, and Linda actually wanted to keep the dog, and for some god awful reason, I have no idea, but I just said, no, I don't think so, for so many reasons. The other thing is the dog had a hell of a diet problem, so it couldn't eat normal food. So the dog was eating scrambled eggs and, you know, grilled beef, and we're having hot dogs. And I'm thinking, the dog is eating better than we are. Yeah. And Linda said, yeah, it's got to be on a special diet. And I said, okay, what about us? She said, well, our money's going to go feed the dog. And, you know, well, that's what... I said, this really sucks, Linda. But anyhow, I may have been the first person to use suck, and that was like 35, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it was not a good thing, so...
Wow.
No, that's a... I always tell people,
the story of Dallas.
There's no such thing as a free pet. Free puppies, free kittens, there's no such thing. You know, like, I mean, every time I've gotten a free animal, it's like, all right, well, I'll go spend $100 at PetSmart so the thing can stay the night at my house. Mm-hmm. You know, really, essentially. You need bowls and all that crap. You can get a lot of this stuff at Walmart, but there's no such thing. It always costs you money.
Oh, and you can get a lot of this stuff now at Murdoch's, open in Silverthorne.
Monster!
Open 8 to 10 Monday through Saturday. Closed on 6 on Sundays for church.
When you're looking for a fine upstanding farm type building, come on into Murdoch's
building. You should do commercial. If you're looking for a farm type building for accessories
I'm not any improvisational commercials. They'll give me the text.
They just want to hear the timbre of my voice.
No, Murdoch's is awesome. They got a lot of cool pet stuff, man, and I'm glad that it's here.
I always see it's like some sort of like farm supply store or whatever. Like,
it is what I would equate like a Fleet Farm. If you might be familiar with those. No, that's like
go. Could on. You use some try using something more vague than Murdoch's and Fleet Farm next time.
Okay. It's like I don't know.
Maybe it's like the other one called Route 7.
Menards. Okay. You ever heard of a Menards?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a Menards. It's like maybe a little smaller hardware section, but they have
stuff safes, for the home, arts, stuff for the equipment.
Okay.
Something the like person that. Out in the, you know, working the fields. If you got a big truck, they'll have something for you. Yeah. Slaves.
Right in the field. What are you talking about?
They don't sell slaves anymore.
Oh, they do have chickens though.
Yeah.
They sell chickens?
And they're closed on Sundays.
No, I know this because I was there the other day trying to check out. The people in front of me signed their credit card receipt, moved to the side, and there's these signs that say chickens on Tuesday or whatever. And we're going to have chickens for these people to have chickens for, you know, they can raise and have eggs and whatnot.
Yeah, it's very much like a farm.
So I'm sitting there waiting to, like, check out. You know, I'm a really, really patient individual, you know. I don't let too much stuff bother me, but... And these people are like, when are those, you know, standing right in front of a huge sign, when are your chickens coming in? And the lady's like, Tuesday. Oh. Do you have any, what kind are they? The lady was like, I'm not sure, you know. You can look at our website, though, and it tells you all about them. Do you have any, like, do you have any Alabama Reds coming in? What is she talking about? And meanwhile, I'm just like, they're already checked out. I'm just waiting to check. And this lady gets involved in this whole chicken conversation. About where they're from, their nationalities, their parents, all this and that, you know, and, you know, they're free range, but they like to be cooped up or whatever because they're city chickens, I don't know, and they just got into all this stuff, and it just got a little out, you know, and finally some other guy was like, I can take you over here, and I was like, thank you.
Chickens.
Yeah, they're free range, but they like to go into the city on the weekends.
You know, just for a night or two. They don't like to stay
maybe
there.
Catch a show, you know, go out to a nice dinner. You're not going to have that on the free range.
You got to find your own food on free range.
Even chickens need entertainment.
That's a fact. That's what I say. That's a fact. Now, I grew up with chickens, and they're actually really cool.
Yeah.
My fresh eggs and all that, man, and fresh chicken.
Yeah.
Like, because it's really hard to get, like, personally attached to a chicken. That's what makes them so great. That's why my biggest argument against vegetarians.
You have not spent a lot of time with my in-laws, have you? With my...
Just...
The family I married into, they are all...
No, never mind. Never
mind. Not in a biblical sense. I'm not talking about...
Oh, okay, then no.
Okay, then no. But talk about people who... They are absolutely, like, animal people. Like, they love cats, they love dogs, they've had ducks, they've had chickens, the only thing that Debbie has ever told me that she does not want at any point in our lives is a cow, because she doesn't like cows, because they're stupid, and they're smelly.
Whoa! And, but I was like, charges to be leveling at bovine species. I mean, that's just crazy. They're
really a majestic prairie creature, sir. And I'll have you know, I used to have
a cow that I used to have to bottle feed every morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it was just one of the things my stepdad wanted us to do. We had 20 acres, and his mom died during birth, so I raised this cow from to where we used to ride it. You'd sit on it and it wouldn't move, so somebody would have to walk with a bucket of food. I say walk because if you ran, it bucked. And dude, I don't know how many ass whippings I took from my older brother, but every time he sat on that thing, I would walk for about 8 steps and then run like hell. My little fat ass would drop that food and I'd be gone. He'd be bucked off that thing. When he caught me, he whipped the shit out of me, man, but it was worth it every single time.
Farm life is pretty great, I have to say.
Like, yeah, it was.
I didn't get a lot of experience with it, but I had some friends who lived out in the country in Florida. Okay. And Florida farms are a little, they're probably like Alabama farms or Oklahoma farms.
Yeah, maybe,
A little bit. They're a little more like, they're in another place. But they're farms, so you know, they're like farms in a way.
Just
but,
animals and land and stuff.
But my friend Kyle took us to this farm that his cousin had, and we stayed a weekend, and we worked on the farm, and it was like, It was fun, but like at night, weird shit happens on farms to keep people entertained because there's not a lot to do.
No,
and he'd be like, y'all, come on, let's go. And we're like, where the hell are we going? They're like, we're going to the back 40, and that's a real thing.
No, it is.
And
that's the back 40.
It's like the back 40, yeah, 40 acres. 40 acres, yeah, south, the north 40, south 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, so
is all the shady stuff on the back 40?
Well, apparently.
Okay.
But anyway, it was just one of these crazy ass farms. They had like, you know, a couple random buildings, and like, this is where they keep chickens, this is where they keep the cows, and the cows live in this big field, and then they grew like corn on this side, and they did all this kind of shit. But this guy's the uncle, his cousin's farm, the uncle who owned the farm, was just this crazy, like, just old man. Like, he just carried a shotgun around most of the time on an ATV, and like, he was kind of a wheeler and a dealer, you know. He always got like, he's like, oh, man, I'm going to get...
Did he have a shed full of junk stuff?
Yeah.
Just old stuff, dude, but, yeah.
So they took us out to the back of this farm, like the back perimeter fence, and there's this big semi-trailer, and it says Jif on the side of it. And you're like,
the peanut
what?
Butter?
Yeah, it's in the peanut butter. And and this guy somehow came into an entire truckload of peanut butter. Like, truckload.
Just fell off the truck. The truck just fell off.
He's like, he traded something for it, or he, you know, fixed this dude's tractor, and that man, you know, he fixed the semi and left the bed and whatever. Somehow he had this thing of
was it filled with peanut butter?
It was filled. Filled with peanut butter. Like, jars and cases, just pallets of peanut butter. And apparently they fed it to, like, they, like, rolled seed in it and made some kind of bird feed for, or they fed it to the pigs or something. I don't know. They fed it to one of the animals on the farm, and that's why they kept it. But they would just give peanut butter away, too. They'd be like, you want a case of peanut butter? Here you go.
Dude, you guys would get a case of peanut butter every year for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Happy birthday.
Yeah. But the weirdest fucking thing about this trailer had been here for years. It was, like, all rusted and nasty and moldy on the outside. And the inside was fine, but it was just gross. And so this kid's cousin, his name was Jimmy, and he jumps up in the trailer. He's like, okay, y'all ready? And Kyle, and my friend Kyle goes, hell yeah. And he reaches in the back of this ATV, pulls out like 6 BB guns, starts handing them out to everybody. And he's like, y'all get ready. Jimmy runs into the trailer, starts screaming his fool fucking head off and like banging around in there. Suddenly, I shit you not, 50 rats come flooding out the front, and Kyle and Jimmy just go fucking crazy, and they're like shooting the ground, like trying to shoot all these rats, and we're all just like screaming, like, oh my god, what the fuck is going on? We're surrounded, like, just rats running by your feet, and oh my god. But apparently that's what passes for entertainment farm in Bradenton, Florida.
That is awesome.
So, that's my story about...
My granddad had a farm in the Panhandle, Oklahoma, man, and my old stepdad learned his old car parts stuff from him. And so this guy had a lot of old, what I would consider junk cars laying around.
Yeah.
Right? Because they were old Model A's and Model T's, and nobody drives those anymore. So I was about 8 years old. We all had BB guns and all this and that. And so all these cars out there with their original glass windows and windshields and all this stuff, and all these Model A's and Model T's just sitting out there. It was like $400 panes of glass because they're antiques. And, you know, to find an original would just, you know, was incredible. So we went out there and shot them all. I did.
Shot out all the windows in them cars?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of times over and over and over again. But he had a real working farm, man, and it was like, you know, you caked all the cattle, and he had like 3,000 acres, man, with a whole bunch of... you know, it was like so country that, like, they didn't have a garbage disposal because, you know, they're on septic and all that. You don't put food down there and all that stuff. So everything went to the dogs, you know, the bird dogs. And they were actual, you know, real bird hunting dogs and all that. That's all the dogs ate was leftovers.
Yeah.
And you'd go out there with this big old plate of just, you know, of course there's gravy on every
single, on everything.
On everything you take out there.
Scrambled eggs, there's gravy on that.
It was just like slop. Them dogs would eat it, man, and...
Put it in like a big love trough life. Or something for the dogs.
Yeah, my granddad like shot coyotes on his land whenever he saw them, and it was just like old school farming, man. It was always fun to go there and like play on the hay bales for what you know. Like that's a great way to get ticks, you know.
Yeah,
and you just jump from hay bale to hay bale and be like, whatever, you know.
Pull off like I'm on a hay bale later on.
You know,
simpler times.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. But
do you have like cats or not because of the dogs?
No, they did have. That's where I was going with that. They had tomcats, and they were just for the sheds, and they didn't get fed or anything like that. But their only job was to kill all these rats.
Oh yeah,
and rats get big, man. Like, you know, they get big.
They get like five cats,
right? They're like raccoons, man. They got bone hooks and everything.
Pulled a knife on me.
One of them tripped me. The other one stole my wallet. the rats can get pretty damn big, and he'd lose a cat every now and then to one of these big rats, and
no doubt,
you know, and he'd just get him another cat and throw it out in the shed and just like fend for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my God, they would. But yeah, he had the big old sheds, man, with like a big catfish jaw hanging on the wall, and like a whole bunch of random iron shit that you've never even seen or would know what it was used for, you know. And it's just like, oh, that's how you pull the tranny out of a 63 Ford tractor. Oh, okay.
Of course.
Yeah. But
of course.
God rest his soul. He's a great guy, man. That's Grandpa Bliss. That's the one that was...
I got you.
That was... said takes all kinds and all that, man. He really taught me a lot about life, you know?
Can't help but learn about life on a farm. It's part of the day in, day out, right?
Nature, yeah.
Yeah. It's true. Learned about cattle... Like cattle guards.
Benji and I get like southern nostalgic together every once in a while. We're like, man, the farm was so fucking great. Those damn rats.
The peanut butter rats.
Well,
so much fun.
I would, whether or not cats are evil, I would have given my left nut to have about 10 of them when all those
at
rats
your side,
came
right?
running at me.
That nut.
Yeah, jumping off of the trailer bed, and we're like 10 feet away.
That's really something I wish, you know, that I feel like they should have told you. Like, hey, he's going to go in there and scream. There's going to be a shit ton of rats. So I would have been like, what are y'all doing? There's rats everywhere. Because I would have thought he was in there to get peanut butter.
Yeah. All right, I thought we were getting peanut butter.
We're all going to sit here and have some sandwiches.
Why didn't you bring any bread?
I didn't see anybody bring jelly, but I'm sure they did.
I don't know. Yeah. All right. So after this show, we're going to the animal shelter to all adopt cats.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to drop off cases of peanut butter. Yeah.
just give them to Mike. Just leave up to Mike's
butter
house.
I'm going to give him a case of peanut butter and cats. A copy of our podcast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice. You know, I'm going to get Mike a pair of oven mitts and put peanut butter inside of it
with a rat.
With a rat.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly.
Then we're going to shit in his shoes. Max,
here we go.
Please.
is it time? All right. But cats and dogs are mammals, neocortically primitive and limbically mature. The limbic ancestry they share with humans should allow them to read and respond to certain emotional states of their owners. Comes from a book called The General Theory of Love. And I think that's why we think cats are evil, is because they could respond and they could care about us. Because
they can read our emotions.
But they don't. Exactly. They're like, no, I'm cool. I'm too busy being a cat.
Cool. They're like, hey, cool, thanks for feeding me and all that, and hey, go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
Oh, and by the way, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But hey, thanks for downloading and listening.
I'm going to stand here, I'm going to put my back leg over my ear, and I'm going to lick my butthole right in front of you. And then I'm going to look at you while I do it.
But I'm going to aim it right at you. I'm not going to turn away.
I'm proud of this. Watch this.
And we're proud of you for downloading and listening to Ignorant and Uninformed. Thanks so much for joining us here. Once again, we've been your hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens.
Yep, yep.
Mr. Maximus Surak.
Cacao!
I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. A big thanks to Mr. Gary Surak for joining us in the studio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And providing some very interesting stories about Dallas. Make sure you send us your topics. Topics at ignorantuninformed.com. Check out all the podcasts at ignorantuninformed.com. You can also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantanduninformed. Or you can twank us on Twitter. Make sure you follow at ig and un. And I think that's everything I'm supposed to talk about. We'll be back next week with a brand new epidose of hot, fresh truth all up in your grill.